Okay, so the clock on our PC says exactly noon. Are you ready to get started?
Yay!
This is the very last session slot for SPC, so I hope you've all been having a good time. And it is our objective to make sure that you all go home with a smile. I'm Shoshana Budzianowski. I'm a group program manager at Microsoft. My team and many of my team members here managed to take this journey all the way from China. And so my team in China is responsible for Duet Enterprise, BCS, Secure Store, and we also build a lot of apps for Office. And I'm here today with SAP for a very special presentation.
Hi, I'm Yuval Anafi. I'm an area product owner from SAP, responsible for the development of the Microsoft interop between SAP and Microsoft.
Very good.
So we start with this nice slide, disclaimer. So we're sharing with you a lot of information today. Some of it is describing future plans that we both have. So this is not a product announcement yet. We cannot share with you specific dates of release.
It is important to know, though, that we're showing you today some technology that is shipping and that's in product and in market right now. And then we'll be sharing some information about future roadmap, which per the SAP, we're not completely committed to. It's all very exciting. We don't want you to create concrete plans around it quite yet.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're on stage together really as a testimony to the partnership between SAP and Microsoft. We've had over a 20-year partnership developing rich integration strategies between SAP products and between Microsoft products. This is exciting because it allows corporations to take the backbone, the infrastructure of their enterprise systems, SAP, and integrate those with the Office tools and the Office 365 productivity tools that users demand that they can work in.
Today, I will share with you information about what you can already achieve today in order to meet your organization need for years to come.
Good. And I'm going to share information about some of the foundational bets that we're making for integration between Microsoft and SAP for the future. These are bets that we believe will help deliver on what you need with respect to development, customization, and deployment of next generation business applications.
Yeah, so let's talk a bit about a day in the life. So we talked a lot about any data, anywhere, anytime. So today, the employee needs to have access to his data whenever he is on whatever device he is working with. So if you wake up in the morning and you're checking up your mails and you see that you need to approve some purchase order, and then you expect to do it immediately from your mobile device and not waiting to come to work and do it. Later on, when you come in office, you want to schedule a CRM appointment, which is actually based on SAP. Out of Outlook directly. And you may also want to go to your Excel and work with SAP data with Maze data manipulation. When you come into a meeting, you would like to open a Slate device and work with SAP, et cetera, et cetera. And you may end up with Office 365 application for recording your timesheet. All in all, you have the need, the basic need, to access SAP data from the productivity applications that you're using. So either it's mobile or on desktop or on the cloud. Okay, so how developers can already today achieve some of these scenarios. So take for example SharePoint. So on SharePoint, we have the Duet Enterprise product, which allows you to bind very easily SAP data to SharePoint lists, on which you can run collaboration tasks, bring SAP tasks, contacts, etc. In addition, we recently released the Gateway PAM, which are the Gateway Productivity Accelerator from Microsoft, which allows you enterprise-ready connectivity to Microsoft Office products like Excel and Outlook. For Windows 8, SAP offering the SDK for building Windows 8 applications on top of the SAP mobile platform. In addition, we have released a bunch of appealing Windows 8 applications that you can already download from the Windows Store recently. The last is the SAP Fiori, which is recently released by SAP. It's a collection of suite of productivity apps for end users, which seamlessly runs across devices, either it's desktop, tablets, or smartphone. And here, we will allow you to easily bind these applications into the Microsoft products. So let me talk a little bit more about what is Gateway PAM. So the idea behind Gateway PAM is using the SAP OData services, we allow the enterprise readiness for connecting to the SAP backend, meaning we are allowing the secure connection using a single sign-on like SAML, X509, Kerberos. The applications will be out of the box scalable. You can distribute it throughout the organization very easily. It's supportable. All are tracked very easily using the end-to-end tracing tools by the SAP Solution Manager. On top of it, we are delivering also a set of tools for Visual Studio, which allows you to create add-ins for Outlook, like binding workflow tasks, appointments, contacts, and for end users, the Excel add-in for manipulating MACE data. So we mentioned a lot the OData. In case you don't know, so OData is an open standard for web communication, a lightweight web communication, REST-based, with out-of-the-box CRUD operations. In fact, SAP and Microsoft are co-chairing the OASIS committee for defining the OData standard. And just to show you the adoption within SAP of the OData technology, you can see the list of the SAP platforms that support OData already today. We can see the HANA Cloud, we can see Crystal Reports, we can see SAP NetWeaver Gateway, Gateway PAM, SAP Jam, SuccessFactors, and more. So it's becoming a reality on how you need or can consume SAP using OData. So this was technology. Now, content-wise, as SAP Fiori, which is, as I said, a suite of productivity apps for developers, representing the new user experience paradigm, all of which are based on OData services. Customers and partners like the possibility to take these applications and surface it within Microsoft products. One example could be the Fiori Contacts application, which you can bind very easily and naturally into Outlook as a native contact. And this is actually the demo which I want to share with you right away today. Okay. Okay. So this is the Fiori login page. I'm logging in to Fiori with my developer account.
So Fiori is already released or not?
Yeah, it's released.
Okay. Sorry for interrupting.
End of last year. So this is the dashboard of Fiori. It contains currently very little amount of applications because I'm a developer. But an end user would see a lot of these tiles representing applications. So the My Contacts application, when I click on the tile, I can see actually the contacts that are coming from the SAP backend. It'll take a few more seconds.
This SAP backend's in Waldorf, I understand.
Yeah. We had some crisis before the demo, but I hope it will work. Let me refresh it just a second. So actually, it brings the list of contacts coming from the SAP backend. I really hope it will work because I don't want to show you a recording instead.
I can attest that it worked 15 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I did see it.
Let's give it a last try. Okay.
Okay, video it is.
Let me start with the Visual Studio part, and if it will fail, I will show you the demo. Okay, so the idea is after I want to show you how you can do it in Visual Studio and use the OData service for the Fiori application and bind it to the Outlook contact. So I open a new project. Here you can see after I deploy the Gateway PAM solution to Visual Studio, you can see the new entry for Gateway PAM templates on the left, and here are the list of available add-ins that I can create for Outlook using Visual Studio, like Excel and Outlook. I will choose Outlook. We'll call it SAP. And now, in this wizard, you need to select between the different templates that you want to bind in on Outlook, like if it's contacts, appointments, or tasks. So I want to bind into contacts.
We're having resolution issues.
Sorry.
Tab.
Yeah. Okay. Something with the resolution. Don't you know what to put it on the left?
Trying to hide the taskbar. Yeah, huh? Go to properties.
Okay.
It should disappear. That's properties.
Or just grab it, put it on the left. Don't grab it there, grab it any places. There you go.
Okay, I will give up. Let's look on the movie instead. Sorry for that. Okay. So, again, I'm opening the Fiori application. And here are the list of contacts I would like to expose in Outlook. Okay, so it's just contacts with all the different information about the contacts. You can either edit contacts, add contacts out of directly from this application. Now I'm opening the Visual Studio wizard for Gateway PAM. You choose the Outlook template. And here I'm running through the wizard, creating Fiori contact template. So actually, this is one add-in for which you can add more than one template to bind into more than one object in Outlook. And then you can deploy it as one add-in to the end user. So So here I'm logging in to the gateway server to browse through the different services on gateway. So this is the OData catalog from gateway. Okay, I will search for the contact service of Fiori. Here it is, the Fiori My Contacts App service. It's been loaded. Next, I would need to choose between the collection I want to bind to the Outlook object. I have two different collections. One of it is the detail set. One of it is the list set. I'm binding to the list set, and then I will show you how can I easily bring the detail set as well into the Outlook contact. Here I map between the Outlook object to the service, properties, and here is additional data I can bring to a tab within the contact information. I'm generating the add-in solution. And here behind the scene, of course, all the single sign-on functionality is generated, and the tracing functionality is generated, and it's been used as a runtime library from the generated application. Okay? I identify the class that I want to manipulate in order to bring the additional contact details data. So this is the class I want to use. Okay, here is the generic project. I open the class for adding the missing data that I want to bind to. So this is the task, the class. And here I would just need to call the OData expand functionality in order to bring the related entity together with the task-based, the contact-basic entity. Okay? So it's just using the WCF expand. Next, after I expanded and brought the data, I will go to the mapping between the expanded entity to the Outlook object. Okay. So this is the mapping method. And here I will just add the extra detail that I want to add to the contact, like the email data, job function, fax, etc. So very easily, with very few work, I just added additional data to the main object. Last, since it's using basic authentication as an end user, it's not yet using the single sign-on, I need to add in my credentials as a developer in order to work against the gateway system. So this is the last activity I would need to do. And then I would just deploy it to Outlook.
Okay, fast forward.
Okay, this is Outlook. We'll go to the People tab in a second. Okay, we see a new folder for the Fiori contacts. And when I hit the Get All, I would just sync between the SAP contacts to Outlook native contacts. Here it comes. So this is, of course, just an example on how easily you can bind between the OData object into Outlook. This is it. So this is the demo.
Excellent. Okay. I think okay. I like videos.
So next, I want to hand over to Shoshana to talk about the future development that we have done together.
Okay. So I think what we saw there was actually pretty exciting. What you created was an add-in for Outlook that had all of the integration goo in a set of libraries that you called the Gateway PAM, right? And that included support for single sign-on using SAML X509, if you included that. It included enterprise traceability through the entire stack so that you could debug your applications all the way from the server through NetWeaver Gateway and then through the client. This is shipping technology that is currently available. And then the solution that you built, integrating Outlook contacts, actually has read-write capability. And so you have everything you would expect from Outlook, which is offline, plus the ability to update those contacts and synchronize those changes right back into the SAP system. And so that is today. There are many other ways of integrating SAP and Microsoft today. Yuval briefly touched on Duet Enterprise 2.0. which is a product that we currently have in market, which makes data from SAP appear to be native data in the SharePoint and O365 environments. So users can go and create collaboration groups, they can start workflow, they can assign tasks, and more. Okay. So I think you're all familiar, or hopefully you're all familiar with Duet Enterprise 2.0, and if you're not, please come talk to Yuval or me after the session. I'm not going to talk much more about that, because what I'm going to do now is begin to bridge you from the present into the future. And let's make sure that we're on the right thing. Okay. So for those of you using SAP and SharePoint today, we want to share again the cloud app model that you've seen throughout this session. So I think you've heard about the Cloud Business App. The Cloud Business App is the easiest way to get started creating SharePoint and O365 apps that integrate with SAP. And I want to share that with you for those who haven't seen those demos with you right now, just very quickly. I will go to 4. Okay. And here we go. I actually have a developer tenant that I've already got a couple of applications in here in Office 365. What I want to do is go into Visual Studio, and we're going to really start from scratch. So we're going to just say File, New, Project. I need a little room here. And, sorry, File, New, Project. And you see here under Office SharePoint, I have Cloud Business App. And why don't I call this SAP app? Because I think that's what we're building. And notice here is my developer tenant. So I've got my developer tenant, Toso Motors, SharePoint.com, Sites Developer. And right now what I'm doing is creating a cloud business application. The cloud business application is a multi-tier application that represents the client. So I have HTML5 and JavaScript on the client, as I love and expect. I have a server or a middle tier which has the connections to my data sources, and we're going to create that. And then the last part of the project is the SharePoint app. And the SharePoint app is where we essentially tell SharePoint about this application. And if I can just pull up this application manifest. There we go. And so this shows the application or SharePoint, where to install it, where to launch it, what the icon looks like. This is what we're going to build now is a provider-hosted application, meaning that the website, this application itself, is running under my Azure account, and it is deployed into the application manifest is deployed into my developer tenant. When I click on that, I'm actually running the application from my Azure site. So the first thing that we want to do is go connect to an SAP data source. And I'm going to add a data source. How many of you have seen this so far, just so I know? Okay, quite a few people in the room. Okay, here, let's go and then connect to the SAP data source, and I happen to have, this is an OData data source, I happen to have the endpoint on my clipboard, and we're going to use basic authentication to authenticate into the system versus what you just saw with SAP Gateweaver PAM. And what we're doing now is, once we've authenticated in, we are reading metadata from that OData endpoint that is sitting on SAP NetWeaver. And what you can see here is that we have relationship information that's coming along as well. So I can see that business partners are related to sales order line item. For today, we're going to be very simple, and we're going to just look at business partner data. Did I spell that right? Doesn't make a big difference. Okay. And now what I'm doing is I'm doing the live binding to that endpoint. Okay. Well, I'm about halfway done with the application at the moment.
So to make this possible or available, NetWeaver Gateway would be a prerequisite on the SAP side, right?
NetWeaver Gateway is a prerequisite on the SAP side. NetWeaver Gateway is the component that essentially exposes the OData endpoints to the rest of the world. So I'm going to just quickly reorder some of these columns, and I want to have my company name at the top and the city next to that, and maybe I'll take one more column, country, and put that above city. And then I think we're actually ready to go add some screens to this. So I can right click, add a screen. And the new feature that they have in a cloud business application, which just released on Monday, is the common screen set. So with that and my business partner data, I think I'm actually ready to go deploy this application into Visual Studio. So why don't we just hit the start button and we can watch it deploy. Now, I love the fact that I actually have this deployment capability right here from Visual Studio. It just makes this super simple. And I'm telling you, what I've done here and what I'm building right now is an application that binds to SAP data live. It does use basic authentication, but you get a lot of behavior and capability out of the box. Now, there's a reason that I'm showing to this to you right now. When we're betting on the future, we're also betting on the ways that developers like to develop applications now. So we're not trying to do a big paradigm change for the future. We're improving the future, and hopefully you'll see that shortly. Let me log in. And it is true that I'm not UJ, but he is a developer on our team who let me use his password. Thanks, UJ, for that. Good thing it's only a dev tenant and not our production system. Okay. Okay. Typing looking down isn't so easy. I do trust this application, so let me let that run, and let's go see what it looks like. So one of the benefits of using the generated user experience from Cloud Business Application is that it is a layout responsive application. So the first thing is, let me go and take a look at the detailed data that I got from SAP. You do have the ability to edit this data live. I'm not going to do that now. Let me go resize the window, and I think you've seen this before, and notice the responsive UI. I do have the ability, this is a web page, to deploy this onto a phone and have virtually the same experience that I would expect in a rich web environment. And so with that, I just want to transition now and start talking about a little bit more about the future. So this is the present, this is available today.
I have a question.
Yes.
Talking about the OData services exposed from SAP, is there a documentation
AI because,
yes.
You know, I'm good with Microsoft Stack. I'm not good with the entities in SAP. But my users want data, and my biggest trouble has been where is that data sitting and how it's structured within SAP.
Yeah.
If I have an easy way to get to that, I understand the Microsoft side of the law.
Yes, we'll share with you at the end of the session the list of references that you can use.
Now, you will have to be a developer in SAP to go and decide which tables you need to expose. I think, can we wait to take questions at the end? I know this is fantastic. I'm so glad that you're so engaged, but I want to make sure that we get into the topic. Okay, so this is the part of the talk that won't be shipping yet, and we can't tell you when it's shipping. Okay. So, you know, we know that the software industry is changing. I'm going to be truthful with you in configuring Duet Enterprise 2.0. Although it has tremendous business value, is complex and it's slow. And our history shows that it takes 6 months, hopefully 6 months, to actually have a successful configuration. There's a lot of custom code in the integration, both on Microsoft side and on SAP side. Now, we'd like to think that that's hidden from you developers, but it's not. And so we realize that when as the software industry is changing, as we're moving to software as a service, the expectation for being able to meet business requirements is a lot faster. It's really not acceptable for Microsoft and SAP to get up here and say, oh, we've got a great solution for you, it's perfect for your end users, but if you want the ability to customize it beyond what you get out of the box, it's going to be complex. So our goal is to establish interoperability between SAP and Microsoft that essentially provides you a forward-proof investment for the future that uses the principles that you expect today. And I want to share some of that with you now. So, what are our motivations? Oh, wrong mouse. There's three mice up here. Okay. So, you know, when a business process changes, how can you react? Right? When your business requires new data, as we talked about, that either originates in SAP or, need I say, outside of SAP, how can you get that in your solution? When you need to deploy a new solution, how quickly can you do it? Was it as easy as that F5 that I just did to deploy a new solution? And how can you ensure that users' demands for applications everywhere are met, as we saw in the day in the life? Now, truthfully, these are the very basic questions that we needed to consider when we were looking at a forward-looking architecture. This is the basics. If we can't do that, we can't even consider what we're doing for the future. So the bets that we're making for our forward-looking architecture are the same bets that cutting technologies are making. Web services, loosely coupled components, meaning no custom glue code, as I talked about. No one can afford to write that code anymore. The cloud, because it's easier and faster to provide access to services and apps, and those apps can scale on demand. We want less infrastructure, less IT, more value. And then since we're all developers in the room, standard development tools, because they're going to be better. You know, as the standard development tools get better, those are the tools we want. None of us want to compromise on our tool environment, right? Now, that said, there's still complexity in having two enterprise systems interact flawlessly. And that's what Duet Enterprise helps us do. And that's what we're looking at. Okay, so each of us have different security and authorization systems, truthfully. Users, on the other hand, aren't really interested in memorizing multiple passwords. You know, in as much pain as developers have to take to essentially, you know, authenticate in with two different authentication systems and try to like transform tokens between those two systems, we can live with the pain for developers somewhat, but we absolutely cannot live with the pain for end users. Now, what's the difference for this forward-looking architecture? The difference is that Microsoft and SAP realized it's our responsibility to eliminate the complexity. It can't be your responsibility anymore. And that's why we're excited about the future. We are taking responsibility, as we always should have done. So you've seen what we've done today. We talked about Duet Enterprise, the SAP Gateway PAM, the Windows 8 mobile and native SDKs that we have available, SAP Fiori web applications. And today we're talking about something that we're very excited about, planned innovation, no ship date, which is the SAP Gateway PAM Azure Provider. Yes, that's what it means. It is an Azure service that will be developed by SAP, which provides you a single endpoint for authenticating into the SAP system and for accessing data and updating data from the SAP system. One endpoint for developers, no configuration. The endpoint uses OAuth, as we would hope and expect, and the data that we support, the protocol, is OData. Standard protocols give us the ability to create new scenarios that we could never have even imagined in the past. When we get to the demos, we're going to show you scenarios that we don't think have ever been possible to do with SAP and Microsoft before. Oops. Wrong mouse again. Okay. All right, so what does this integration architecture look like? We have principles, okay? Here it is, okay? Any device, if you look at the top, where our endpoints are going, any device. Matter of fact, just to show you any device, we're going to show you later a Windows 8 device, Windows 8 phone, and an Android device. So we're really serious about this, okay? Any endpoint, Office, Windows, phone, web, you name it, okay? Can access data and services from the cloud. The cloud service providers are O365, Azure, and SAP. There could be other third-party providers that we're all interested in, commerce providers, for instance, social providers that aren't part of our ecosystem. Using standard web protocols, the SAP Gateway PAM service for Azure, this part's interesting, takes responsibility for role unification across the SAP and Microsoft systems. It is going to map the org ID that users log in and authenticate into the system with the SAP roles. So that mapping table, is now going to go happen on the SAP side. For those of you familiar with Duet Enterprise 2.0, we had always had to park a SharePoint server farm on-prem next to SAP. And what we did there is we did the mapping, the role mapping. But it meant having to configure and sustain that server farm behind a firewall. We had complexity of reverse proxies to get into that server. It was a complex system. It did its job, but it was complex. When we say we want to reduce complexity so that we can make it easier for you to focus on business value, this is one of those things that we think is going to eliminate a tremendous amount of that complexity in the system. So enough talk. Let's actually go see some demos. Anybody want to see some demos? Now, before I actually show you anything, let me tell you what you're going to see a little bit. We actually have a very exciting demo for you. A friend of mine, and I'll tell you the story. So a friend of mine, this is a real story, it owns an affiliate of car dealerships in Los Angeles, and this happens to be a very high-end affiliate. We're talking about Bentleys and BMWs and Mercedes and Audis and Ferraris, and this is actually a true story. And so one thing that happens is when a customer walks into the showroom, they want to make sure that they retain that relationship with that customer, whether or not that lot and that specific car dealership has the right car. Okay, so let's switch. And I think I'm going to 4. and let's take a look at what we did. So this is a very substantially large car dealership, and they keep their data in SAP. Now, someone can walk into the showroom, see, you know, the cars and say, well, that's not quite the car I want. We have a gentleman named Truman Pettigrew, who is a salesperson at Contoso Motors. And what he says is, okay, come with me. Let's go look on my dashboard and take a look at what inventory I have available. This is the inventory that he has available. This was built, this is a cloud business application, so what I showed you before, this is a cloud business application. So when we say it is a road to the future, this is it. There's a couple of interesting things that are happening here. You see a list of cars. This data is all coming from SAP. I have the ability to sort right here. When I'm sorting, I'm actually hitting a server that's located in Israel at the moment. Hopefully we'll have some good performance today. We did earlier. It looks a little slower than it did before, so hopefully we'll be able to get this back. Maybe the demo gods aren't with me either today, right? I think we turned off all logging in the system before. Okay. Well, while that's happening, let me tell you some of the advantages of hitting the SAP system. So, you know, we actually in the past have integrated, we've pulled the data as external content into SharePoint, but what that means is that I'm limited to about 10,000 rows for sorting and filtering. At this point, what we're doing instead is hitting the SAP backend directly. Let me just see if I can refresh the system. And if not, I've got a video as well. Okay. We all have our videos prepared. Okay, there we go. Okay, so the one thing that I want to do is I want to go look at some of the inventory that one of the dealers has because my customer is interested in that dealer's inventory specifically. So what I've done here is I've gone down a search on Bogao. You know, I'm Truman. He looks like he has some cars. My customer said, well, I like this GT thing. What about that? And so what he does is he goes in from list view into car view, and there's actually a car there that's really interesting, which is this Bradley Ocean GT car. Well, let's talk about this, okay? So I said, yet again, the text, all that detail is coming from SAP. The images are not. The images are coming from a SharePoint library. Now, what happens, a new car comes into the dealership, and a dealer walks over and takes that picture and uploads that car into the system. And I'm actually going to demonstrate that to you in a little bit, but let's go take a look at this. The next thing that I see is, well, this really is Office 365, and I have presence information from Link. I happen to be logged into Link, and I see that Bogao is online. And you know what? Why don't I just go send him a text message and say, hey, I'm interested in the Ocean GT. I'm going to send you a mail. Okay. While he does that, we'll go back. And I'm going to just go, I like email. I think, you know, I don't know if he's reading his IMs or not right now. I mean, that's great if he responds, but let me just go write a new email to him. And what I'm going to do, first let me put in his name, and I'll CC myself, I'll just put myself here. Well, here I have an app called Contoso Motor Compose Mail. So what we've seen so far in our application, we've hit the SAP system, we've mashed up data from O365, and we've projected that on our import, and we actually have a middle-tier service, a data getter service that's doing that, both the query and the mashup for us. Guess what? I'm using the same system here. I'm using the same service here. I have a bit different UI. I'm in Outlook in a compose mode application, but I'm using exactly the same data that I was used before. I love that Bradley Ocean GT. I think my customer is going to love it, and I think there is a couple of more of those, so let's go see that as well. And then, Bo, can you tell me if these cars are available to test drive? Thanks. Truman, gotta say thanks. Let's send that mail and see what happens. All right. So let's wait for that mail to come. It'll only take a second. Oh my gosh. Okay, so here's my GT mail. And notice, I had a writer, something that helped me in compose mode, an app for Office that was reading that same information. As a reader, I have a reader helper app as well. And this reader helper app is showing me that same information. There is no question about which cars I'm interested in. They don't have to look at figuring out like what that GT number is. And we all know that mail is an imperfect communicator of information. I don't know how many times we've gone back and forth with account numbers on bank accounts. Why do I have to do that? Just let me see exactly the information that's coming from SAP. Thank you very much. Okay, well, we have another exciting thing, and I'm actually going to switch now to 3. Okay. And we're going to see another part of this demo. So what do we know about customers? And we said it earlier, is we never want to lose the relationship with the customer. And so Contoso Motors, being a brilliant dealership conglomerate, went and created an application. They call it the Contoso Showroom application. Anyone who has a relationship with that company knows, hey, I've got this really cool app. Let me just go see what kind of stock they have available. This is a business-to-consumer application. The data, yet again, is coming from SAP. We've created a special SAP role that lets users with a master password or an unauthenticated password get data from the system. And look, there is my information again about my car. And I have contact information because if the user's really interested in that car, you don't want them to walk out of that room. Well, it turns out that I bought a car, and I let my husband buy a car, too. So I'm getting the CL550. My husband got a Chariot 4S. I have no idea what he drives. It's like some little car. But, you know, I'm super anxious, you know, to figure out, like, what the status of my car is. Well, turns out it's still in order processing. So because I've registered in the system now knows that I'm super anxious to know what the status of my car is. Now, I'm just going to sit here and wait to see if I actually can get an update on my status to my car. Oh, my God. My car order status has changed. Look at that. And I am ready for pickup. Hooray! All right, thank you so much. Where are these alerts coming from? When the status changes in SAP, we've set up a role that allows us in the SharePoint system to go figure out that the status changed. The application is going to pick up that alert, and it's going to send the alert notification to the end user, and they can follow along with the status of their application. Okay? A kind of scenario we've never been able to do before. Now let me switch back to our demo machine here. And I'm back on 4. Okay. And there's one more thing about this Contoso Motor thing which I haven't shown you before. So this link over here, how many people saw that link Fabricam? Okay, it was very unnoticeable, but I'm gonna click the Fabricam link. Contoso Motor is very smart. We keep saying that, right? So not only do they have inventory for their whole dealership conglomerate, but they've created an affiliated partnership with another separate dealership, Fabricam Auto Center. Fabricam Auto Center has its own SAP system. These systems are not integrated. Well, for the first time, we're allowing and enabling data from multiple SAP systems to be integrated, and we're projecting it here in this user interface. So in fact, Fabricam has a bunch of inventory that we still have the ability to go do search and sort over. And here we're going to do the suit, and we've gotten back the coupe cars, okay? So how did we do this again? It's the secret of using open standards, open protocols, OData, and OAuth is the thing that makes this happen, and it makes it sing. So what we've done so far is we've shown you a B2B, a regular business scenario, a business-to-consumer scenario, so now SAP data can show up on the client, and we've shown you a brand new business-to-business scenario. Okay, but I'm not completely satisfied because so far this just looks like demoware. And let's just see, is this live or not, the system? Yuval, can you make an update to the back end for me, please?
Sure. So let's just add another car to the inventory. And I'll do it by, instead of opening the SAP GUI, famous GUI, I will work with the Excel sheet, bind it to the same OData feed Shoshana was working with. So I'm working on-prem, opening Excel. I have the Gateway PAM add-in for Excel installed. And here, I would just bind the OData service to the Excel sheet. I'm specifying the URL for the endpoint, authenticating. Here I'm selecting the collection I want to bind to. I can here arrange the columns of the Excel according to the OData feed. And let's just click on finish and fetch records. Now I'm getting all the records from the SAP backend into Excel. It is all binded to the Excel sheet, and I can create and update operations very easily. So I would like to add another car to the inventory. I will just, for convenience, copy the last row and paste it. I need to change the stock number. And let's call it SPC Demo 3. And this is it. So I'm submitting the changes to the SAP backend. We see a response that it succeeded the update.
Okay, so if I go back into my system, I should be able to see that?
You should be able to see it.
All right. Let me go back to 4. And this was Bo Gao's car, right?
Yeah.
So if I go search for Bo again, and by the way, Bo's sitting in the audience, so he's really famous now. Let's go refresh. There is a car I'm going to let him keep. Yes. Okay. Yes, there is. SPC Demo 3. Okay, but I got a problem. There's no picture.
No picture.
Where's the picture? Well, we actually created another little application. We talked about, you know, this is an end-to-end dealership here. We do not goof around. So let me go back to 6. I think that's 6, right? Nope, it is
3.
These numbers here are super tiny, by the way, so I can't read them. These aren't that good. End-to-end dealership does not just mean for consumer, it means for the salespeople as well. And we happen to have an application here called Contoso Asset Management App. And with this Contoso application, this app, I have the ability to go and upload an image directly to the picture library in SharePoint. Now, in the future, when this application actually releases, we're going to let you choose the list instead of having to type in a URL using the new discovery service that got talked about today, and we'll discover it based on your login credentials. So for now, I'm just going to choose the SharePoint site and the picture library. And like before I do that, let me just go look. Okay, so I see, so I get to put in a title of a car and a description. So I think I can do that. Let me go add a new title, and I'm going to call that. I'm sorry, I'm not going to call it that. There's a reason that I have a mini shirt on, and it's 646. Okay, enter. Well, what do we have here? By the way, I am a Mini Cooper lover and a Mini Cooper owner, so it's not just a reason that I have this t-shirt on. And I want to go take a picture of my favorite car ever. Okay. Oops, I didn't say accept, so let's try that again. Accept. And I'm going to put this back down and switch the lamp so that you can see it better. And let's upload. It says it's uploaded. I don't know. What do you think?
Let's check it.
Let's go check it. Oh, sorry. Okay. Give me one sec. This is back to 4. That was Bo's car. Okay, Bo. We actually have. And there is my car with the wheel cut off. Congratulations, the car is now yours. Thank you very much for letting me use that.
And cheap too.
It's cheap too. All right, end of the demos for you. Okay, so high level architecture diagram, okay? My favorite term, but let's just talk about what we saw a little bit, okay? We had a user that came in, opened the application. In this case, it was Truman. He came into his seller dashboard. I didn't show you where he logged in with his org ID because I didn't want to just start from scratch and make you guys wait, but he came in and authenticated into the application in O365 with his org ID. We go and check the credentials on Windows Azure Active Directory. We get back a nice little token. That token gets provided into that data mashup, that data getter service I talked to you about. And so the data mashup service is operating under the context of Truman, means that when I make a call to the SAP system, what I'm getting back is only the data Truman can see. So I actually go and call the SAP system. I pass in my credentials. Now, what SAP Gateweaver PAM Service for Azure is doing is the first thing they're doing is going to go check that that's a valid token. So they're going to go re-authenticate against Azure Active Directory. Once they trust that token and they trust the user credentials that are in that token, this service then has the ability to do the work to connect to the on-prem SAP system. They may decide to connect with OAuth, or they may decide that they need to use X509 certificates. That is going to be magic to us. It really doesn't matter, okay? Now, once the SAP system trusts this user, the queries will be executed under the domain of what the user is allowed to see and trust. The data comes back to the system, and then you have the ability to show and project that data on any device anywhere, right? So what have we shown? We've shown O365, business app, right? Just again, we showed a business to consumer. So we've shown an authenticated user and an unauthenticated user on the phone, right? We've shown the business to business scenario. And then we showed the asset management application, which is doing the upload of images into SharePoint or then our then mashed up SAP data. So the thing that we're most excited about is the fact that by going what we would expect, the approach of using open standards for both data and authentication, we have the ability to create modern applications, the kind of applications that get us truly to any endpoint, anywhere, and anytime. Good. So with that, I want to do one more thing. It's not enough just to show you technology that we're using. We want to talk a little bit about partners. We have a partner called Connected ERP who has a number of applications in the Office store already. They have an application called SAP Vendor Lookup, completely different scenario. And I want to show the SAP Vendor Lookup to you just for a second so you can see how this could even make the job of our existing ISV vendors even easier. Let me switch monitors again. If it comes up. Okay. Of course, Word's not responding because I've logged in too many times. Okay. Sorry about that, guys. Okay. Let's get that document open again. Okay, it doesn't look like it's meant to be, so I'm just going to pass it on. But the interesting thing about the vendor lookup is that it actually allows the users to go authenticate in with their SAP credentials into their SAP system, and they need to provide the URL to the SAP system. Once they do that, using the App for Office task pane, they have the ability to go quickly add their data, the vendor data information into the documents. It's very much the scenario that you just saw for the Outlook Compose application where you really don't want users typing stuff from scratch. If there is an authoritative system that has the appropriate information, let's let them use the authoritative system. So I'm going to switch back over here. And with that, we want to wrap up and show you, recap a little bit about what we've done.
So today we started with showing the Gateway PAM ability to help you to bind into the Outlook product very easily in an enterprise-ready manner. Next, Shoshana showed about how can you consume the SAP data with the cloud business apps. And just recently, we had a look on the usage of the Azure PAM, Gateway PAM service for securely integrating the data into Outlook, Office 365, and the Windows app. And lastly, we tried to show you how the partners already today are building apps for Office connecting to SAP.
I'll show you that after you come out offer. Okay, so now how do you get started, all right? We have a tremendous amount of information for you so that you can start getting started. The decks will be published. You can copy the URLs. You can come up to me after, and I'll give you this information. So general information about how to develop apps for Office and Office 365 apps from the Office Developer Center. If you want to get started with the Open Data Protocol, we have links to getting started examples. The OAuth authentication authorization flow for cloud-hosted apps, we have information there. Now, if you want to go use that same OData endpoint that I've been demonstrating today, you can go register for it with the SAP Community Network, and here's a link to that. There is the SAP Gateway PAM download is available today. You can go get it and start building applications that use the SAP PAM add-in for Outlook and Excel, so both of those things you saw today. And then a self-paced learning guide, which is actually a very useful learning guide. I've been through it myself, is available from SAP as well. And then these are all backward-looking sessions. There's more information than you could get that you can get online after the conference, and I do recommend these other three sessions for more information about getting started. So with that, one more thing. our email addresses. I really do want you to contact me. If you're interested in this in any way, please reach out to me. I promise to get back to you. And I think Yuval.
Yeah, of course, as well.
As well. And then lastly, your evaluation session. So with that, I know that there was, okay, go ahead. So. Yes, with that, come up to the microphone. We're happy to take questions.
I hope you can hear me. I'm Armin from Germany. You want us to develop applications, but on the other hand, most of us are presumably Microsoft developers. We need a demo system. And what bothers me for quite a long while is how to get an EDIS system, these SAP training and demo system, in order to develop application and to test them with demo data.
So you need just, well, that's a really good question. So the question is, can you get access to a demo system so you can start doing this, right? Especially with the SAP Gateway PAM Azure service, we're going to be starting a technology adoption partnership program very shortly, and it is our plan to give you access to a virtual machine that has an SAP loaded in it, that has Azure, it has the developer tools, it has sample code, everything you need to get started. You know my email.
Would be a dream.
Thank you so much.
The PAM Azure services, that new component when it comes up, is that going to be like a tenant-based subscription like every company, every client requests one? And then who's, that's the first question. The second question associated with that is, who do you think is typically responsible for connecting that PAM Azure service with the on-prem? I'm pretty sure there will be some architecture and authentication and firewall setups to go there. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be some visit-based stuff, or we need to bring experts in? What is it going to look like?
So again, what is your concern with the configuration between the cloud to the SAP services?
Who will be responsible for setting that up?
Yeah, so I think on the first release, it will be most likely the tenant base. I mean, it will not be hosted service by SAP, most likely. Then the admin would need to go and configure the mapping between the Microsoft tokens to the SAP tokens. There will be configuration work needed.
Okay, and are we talking about days, weeks, months, like?
No.
Right. Yeah, no, this should be, it's interesting that when I said we take responsibility, the reason that this is not an announced released product right now is because it's that question that we're, when we go back to China and to Israel next week, that is our top priority. So we love things like service bus because they make tunneling easier. We don't have to set up VPNs. And so our next thing is to make sure that it is as easy to add that service to your tenant and get it configured back to your SAP system as everything that we've shown you here. It is our job. We don't have the perfect answer for you today.
Okay. And probably, you may not know if there is going to be cost associated with the usage of the Azure PAM services or not. Do you know the answer to that?
No.
No.
Okay. It's too early. We're engineers. I mean, there's always cost associated with Azure, but I think that's part of the licensing work that we're still doing for this service.
Understandable. Yeah. Thank you.
Great. Other questions? All right. Enjoy post-SPC. Thank you for coming, everyone.